Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Thank you and good morning. It is a pleasure once again to come to you with a study of the Word of God. Today on our program, we want to answer the question, what do our children really need? During the growing up years, parents do lots of things for their children. In those early days, we do almost everything for them. Feed them, change their diapers, rock them to sleep. We teach them the basics of life, how to walk and talk. As they get older, we build castles in the sandbox. We teach them how to ride a bike. We sit up to all hours finishing science projects and helping them learn how to reduce fractions. And then before we know it, we are sitting all teary-eyed at their graduation ceremony, watching them walk across the stage, receive their diploma, and prepare to launch them into the next phase of life that will take them away from our home, perhaps far away. It's times like these that we really begin to ponder what we have given our kids. Did we really give them what they need to take that next step? For godly parents, we wonder most if we have supplied our children with what they need spiritually to move on beyond our home and continue to serve the Lord in all that they do. Of course, if they are to be ready for that moment, then we need to be asking this question all the way through the process. I want us to spend some time today thinking about what our children really need. We will do a lot for our children during their growing up years. But what do they really need us to do more than anything else? Well, first of all, they need for us to talk to them about God and teach them His Word. Consider this admonition Moses gave the children of Israel as they were about to enter the Promised Land. He said, "You shall teach them," that is the Word of God, "to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." Deuteronomy 11, verses 19 and 20. Moses was saying that the law of God was to be kept in front of them and their children all the time. The law was to be impressed on their hearts. It was to be taught to the children, discussed around the house constantly, in the morning, in the evening, and all the time in between. It was to be the atmosphere that filled the homes of the Israelites. If parents did this, it would help ensure that future generations would continue to serve God. Well, our children today need the same thing. In Ephesians 6 and verse 4, Paul said to Christians, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." The training and admonition of the Lord includes teaching them the Word of the Lord. Our children need us to talk to them about God all the time. We need to talk about God and His will at the breakfast table. We need to text them devotional thoughts from Scripture. We need to lay Scripture on their hearts as they struggle to show respect for a difficult teacher, or as they wrestle with how to respond to someone who mistreats them at school. We need to make God part of the equation as they make decisions about music that they will download to their iPod or what movie they will go to see with their friends. We should make sure their Bible class lessons are done for Sunday morning and Wednesday night Bible classes. You know, we make sure their homework for school is done. How much more important is it to make sure that they study their Bible lessons? The Sunday drive home from worship is a great opportunity to make the teaching from that day relevant to their lives. And the day should not close without some quiet moment before bed with thoughts about God, His Word, and how it applies to the events of the day. We talk about a lot of things around the house. We talk about homework, their report cards, the St. Louis Cardinals, fun things they will do on Saturday. Let's just make sure that at the top of the list, the thing we talk about most is God and His will for our lives. Our children really need this. But also our children need for us to demonstrate in our lives the will of God. We need to demonstrate godliness. We teach our children in different ways. Sometimes we sit down and with our words we explain things to them. But other times we teach with our actions, demonstrating for our kids how something is to be done. Well, when it comes to teaching God's Word to our children, we teach it in both ways. Through our own lives, the way we live before them every day, we're showing our children how to be godly. You know, Jesus says that disciples are a light to the world, Matthew 5, verse 14. We're to let our light shine. And that light never shines brighter than it does before our children. We are teaching them by our lives, and they need godly examples. Consider the great opportunities we have to demonstrate godliness before our children. You know, every day I have the opportunity to live Ephesians 5, verse 25 before my sons, to show them in a very practical way what it means for a man to love his wife as Christ loved the church. Every day mothers have the opportunity to live 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 6 before their daughters, to show them in a very practical way what it means to truly be submissive to a husband and to put on a gentle and quiet spirit. Every Sunday morning I have the chance to practice Hebrews 13, verse 15 before my children as I offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of my lips giving thanks to His name. I have the chance to show them what it means to love the Lord and worship Him passionately. Every day I have the chance to live Proverbs 4, verse 23 as I change the channel on the TV to protect the purity of my heart. And the list goes on and on. But if I am a hypocrite, one kind of person at worship, and a different kind of person the rest of the time, my children know it better than anyone. What is sad is that if mom and dad are hypocrites, the children often conclude that all disciples are hypocrites. I have this opportunity to teach so many right lessons simply by doing the right things. Our children need us to demonstrate godliness. And then thirdly, our children need us to correct their bad behavior. This is one of the most unpleasant and yet very important duties as a parent. It would be great if raising kids only involved ball games, baking cookies together, and daily family devotions. The problem is that sometimes our children do the wrong thing. You know, everyone's children do the wrong thing at times. The important thing is that we respond in the right way. The Old Testament judge, Eli, did not respond in the right way. His sons, you see, were evil, and he did not restrain them, it says in 1 Samuel 3, verse 13. I don't think that the problem was that Eli was okay with their evil. He clearly was not. Read 1 Samuel 2, verses 22 through 25. He just didn't respond in the right way. He didn't step in and put a stop to this evil behavior. And as a result, his sons did horrible things and ultimately brought God's judgment upon his house. The right way to respond to the bad behavior of our children is with correction. When my child does wrong, I first need to acknowledge that his behavior is wrong. I know it's hard sometimes to admit when our children are wrong. It embarrasses us and makes us feel like a failure. But if we defend our kids when they are wrong, it's then we will be a failure. Proverbs 29, verse 17 says, "Correct your son, and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul." So get over it. Accept that your child has messed up and start fixing it. And then secondly, I need to teach my children that their behavior is wrong. Sometimes children do the wrong thing because they don't know better. When this is the case, they need instruction. For example, little children have to be taught to share their toys and say thank you. But then thirdly, when they have been taught and know better and still do wrong, I need to punish them. In Ephesians 6 and verse 4, fathers are told to bring up their children in the training and admonition of the Lord. Now the word training in this verse is defined by W. Vine as denoting the training of a child, including instruction, hence discipline, correction, chastening. Now, this word includes instructing the child what is right and wrong, but notice it also includes correcting, chastening. This involves the administering of punishment when they do wrong. It's up to the parents to teach their children that crime does not pay. They need to learn when you do bad things, there are consequences. Proverbs 22, verse 15 says, "Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him." Also, Proverbs 13, verse 24, "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly." Punishment, including corporal punishment, is a part of disciplining children. There are times when spankings are appropriate. A spanking is the administering of pain to appropriate parts of the child's body for the purpose of changing the child's behavior. It's part of training a child, and it's both biblical and effective. You see, I want my children to learn that bad behavior does not pay. If I don't teach it to them, someone who does not love them like I do will teach it to them. It may be a boss, a landlord, a police officer, or a judge. And then fourthly, I need to reinforce my love. Discipline should always be driven by love for my children, not out of anger over their offenses. Be careful about this. Say the words, "I love you." Make sure they understand that you're imposing the punishment because you love them and want them to have a great life and to go to heaven. It's hard to argue with that. And then fifthly, be a grown-up. Be a parent. Children aren't going to like discipline. Who does? They may get angry with me. Some parents are intimidated by this possibility and back away from giving their kids the correction they need. Well, we need to get over that, or we will end up hurting our children, and they will hurt us. Proverbs 29:15 says, "The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother." Because I am my children's dad, sometimes I have to do things that they don't like. That is a part of being a parent. They will get over it and learn from it. Well, today we have been talking about what our children really need. Our children are with us in the home for only a brief time. Well, we need to seize the moments. We will do a lot for our children during the growing up years, but we need to make sure we give them the things that matter most. Teach them the will of God. Demonstrate the will of God before them by your life. And then give them the proper discipline and correction when they do wrong. This is what our children really need. Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. But before we close, we want to invite you to check out our website. The St. James Church of Christ in St. James sponsors this program, and our web address is sjchurchofchrist.com. Now, on this website, there is information about who we are, the times of our services, and where we meet. But you will also be able to listen to sermons preached, and also you will be able to listen to previous Bible Talk broadcasts. That web address is sjchurchofchrist.com. Also, if you would like a free audio CD copy of today's program, then just give us your name and address, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. There are three ways that you may send in your request. You may email it in, and our email address is sjchurch@fidnet.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service, and our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559. Thank you for listening, and join us next week for Bible Talk.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.